It's actually so wonderful if one can give himself and his heart into the chanting together with devotees. Very powerful. I believe many of you know that in the temples in India there's something like Akanda Kirtan, that is different Kirtan groups or singing groups take turns in chanting 24 hours around the clock.
Vjerujem da znate kako u nekim indijskim hramovima postoje kirtan skupine koje se izmjenjuju tokom 24 sata i pjevaju neprestano.
And one of these kirtan leaders who is doing this since more than 15 years is Aindra Prabhu, who was once asked, what's the secret? How can you give your heart into this?
Jedan od takvih vođa kirtana koji to radi već više od 15 godina, a ima pravo, jednom je bio pitan koja je tajna, kako to može tako učiniti?
How can you be present there?
Kako može biti prisutan u tome?
Imagine 15 years he's singing every day 6 hours minimum.
Zamislite, svaki dan već 15 godina pjeva minimalno 6 sati dnevno.
How do you do this?
Kako to može učiniti?
He said, separation.
Rekao je odvojenost.
You have to feel that you want to go to Krishna.
Morate osjećati da želite ići Krishni.
And you express this by singing the mantra.
A to izražavate pjevajući mantre.
I know one of the devotees in Germany, when there is kirtan, sometimes he doesn't sing along.
Znam jednog bhakta u Njemačkoj koji u vrijeme kirtana ne pjeva zajedno s ostalima.
His body is there, but his mind is not present.
Njegovo je tijelo prisutno, ali ne i njegov um.
Because he doesn't feel separation from Krishna.
Zato što ne osjeća odvojenost od Krišne.
It's an interesting answer, isn't it?
To je zanimljiv odgovor, zar ne?
I'm at the moment in one state, but I want to change my level and come on the spiritual level and meet God there. So I'm putting my heart into the chanting with this frame of mind.
Trenutno se nalazim u jednom stanju, ali u umu, ali želim prijeći na drugu razinu i s tim raspoloženjem ulažem svoje srce u pjevanje.
Oh, very good. Today I want to give you a lecture which will make you think.
Danas želim vam predstaviti jedno izlaganje koje će vas možda zamisliti.
I might challenge some of the concepts which you have to bring you to new ones.
Možda ću izazvati neke od koncepata koje vi imate kako biste razvili nove.
Do you know where God lives?
Znate li gdje živi Bog?
Some say he lives in the past.
Neki kažu da živi u prošlosti.
When people were more religious and more spiritually minded and built churches and temples for him.
Kada su ljudi bili religiozni i više skloni duhovnosti, kada su mu gradili crkve i hramove.
Others say God lives in the future.
Drugi kažu da Bog živi u budućnosti.
When people will again be more spiritual and more mindful of him because the materialistic civilization won't provide so many diversions.
Kada će ljudi ponovno biti skloni duhovnosti zato što materializam više neće stvarati takve smetnje, odnosno više ga neće niti biti.
But when a saint was once asked where does God live, he said in the now, in the moment.
No kada su jednog sveca upitali gdje Bog živi, on je odgovorio on živi sada, u ovom trenutku.
The moment is a mystical time.
Trenutak je mistično vrijeme.
Is there actually something like the moment or the present?
Postoji li nešto tako kao trenutak ili sadašnjost?
The moment when you are fixing yourself on the moment is already gone.
Onaj trenutak kada se usredotočujete na trenutak, taj trenutak je već nestao.
Is there something like a moment?
Postoji li nešto tako kao trenutak?
Well, there is a gate to the moment.
Pa postoje vrata prema trenutku.
And when you know to use this gate, you might capture this mystical event which we call the presence.
I ako znate koristiti ta vrata, možda ćete uspjeti uloviti taj mistični događaj koji zovemo sadašnjost.
It's full concentration.
To je potpuna koncentracija.
This full concentration is something which our mind finds very hard to do.
A to je nešto što naš um jako teško može pratiti, učiniti.
Our mind either lives in the past.
Naš um živi ili u prošlosti.
Yesterday or this morning.
Jučer ili jutros.
Things happened.
Neke su se stvari dogodile.
Or our mind goes into the future. My plans for the future are like this, and by my plans everything will be better than now.
Ili um odlazi u budućnost i razmišljamo o svojim planovima u budućnosti koji će poboljšati stvari, bit će bolje nego što je sada.
If you could just learn to stop living in the past or in the present, you would achieve a state where you are free from the uncontrolled mind.
Kada biste mogli naučiti umjetnost da prestanete živjeti u prošlosti, onda biste shvatili tajnu kontroliranog uma.
We hear that the present is a time which is always existent in the spiritual world.
Čujemo da je sadašnjost vrijeme koje uvijek postoji u duhovnom svijetu.
I will make it a little bit clearer for those of you who are not yet familiar with this thought of living in the present.
Malo ću to približiti vama koji još niste upoznati s tom načinom razmišljanja, odnosno sa življenjem u sadašnjosti.
There was once a disciple who asked his Guru Maharaj, could you please tell me your secret?
Bio je jedan učenik koji je pitao svog Guru Maharaja, možeš li mi molite reći svoju tajnu?
This spiritual master was known to have achieved something very particular. He had actually, after many years of ardent practice, been successful to capture a powerful ghost and put him into something like a bottle and put a cork on it.
Taj duhovni učitelj nakon teške duhovne prakse uspio učiniti nešto zadivljujuće. On je uhvatio jednog duha i zarobio ga u bocu i začepio je.
This ghost was very powerful, Anandini.
Taj je duh bio jako moćan.
It could move with the speed of the mind.
Mogao se kretati brzinom uma.
It could move stones and mountains and oceans. It was such a powerful ghost.
Mogao je pokretati kamenje, planine, pa čak i oceane. Bio je tako moćan duh.
And this great soul has managed to capture and imprison him in a bottle of glass.
A tada je velika duša uspjela uloviti i zatvoriti u staklenu bocu.
So when the disciple came to the guru and said, what is your greatest secret?
A kada je učenik došao guru i upitao ga, koja je tvoja najveća tajna?
He said, the guru said, I have learned to control my mind.
Guru je odgovorio, ja sam naučio kontrolirati svoj um.
That's simple, said the disciple. I can also tell my mind what to think.
Tako jednostavno, rekao je učenik, pa ja mogu reći svome umu što da misli.
It's very difficult, said the guru.
Jako je teško, rekao je guru.
And I will prove it.
I dokazat ću ti to.
Take the bottle.
Uzeo je bocu.
Free the ghost.
Oslobodio duha.
The ghost will be is very powerful, but as long as you give it something to do, he will not be able to create any harm.
Oslobodi duha i taj duh je jako moćan, ali sve dok mu neće se dati slovo na volje, on neće moći učiniti ništa nažal.
That's really simple. I know so many things to be done by a ghost.
O, to je tako jednostavno. Ja znam puno stvari koje bi taj duh mogao učiniti.
He took the cork out and immediately the ghost began to materialize. Master, give me something to do.
Otvorio je bocu i duh se odmah materializirao i rekao, gospodaru, reci mi što trebam učiniti. Daj mi da nešto učinim.
Oh, said the young man. Make a palace.
O, rekao je mladić, stvori palaču.
Thinking this would give him for a long time work to do.
Misleći da će mu za to trebati puno vremena.
But after a moment the ghost was back and said, it's done, look.
I uskoro, nakon samo trenutka, duh se vratio i rekao, vidi, gotovo je.
And young man saw a wonderful palace.
A mladić je vidio prekrasnu palaču.
Give me something to do, said the ghost.
Daj mi da nešto činim, rekao je duh.
If you don't give me something to do, I will kill you.
Ako mi ne daš, ubit ću te.
Mislite. Make a nice inside interior.
Lijepo uredi unutrašnjost.
Nice lamps, nice sofas, good carpets. And a bathroom faucets made of gold.
Lijepe lampe, tepihe i isto tako slavine začinjene od zlata.
The ghost was back after only 1 minute. And he had accomplished the task.
Duh se vratio nakon samo jedne minute i rekao da je učinio to.
Getting very troublesome for the young man.
I da mladiću je to zadalo prilično muka.
What else? A park with many chariots and old trees. Not new trees, old trees.
Što još? Park s mnogo kočija i sa drvećem, ne sa mladim drvećem, već sa starim drvećem.
Ghost was also done after a very, very short time.
Duh je nakon jako kratkog vremena bio gotov s time.
And it became restless.
Postaje nemiran.
It threatened to become harmful to the disciple.
Prijetio je da će nešto učiniti učeniku.
Finally, the guru had to step in.
Konačno se guru morao umiješati.
My dear ghost, yes, said the ghost, you have captured me already once.
Došao je rekao, dragi moje duše, a ovaj se sam prepo je rekao, što je, već me jednom uhvatio.
Yes, said the guru, I will capture you a second time.
Da, rekao je guru, uhvatit ću te drugi put.
This time I will give you something to do, which you can never fulfill.
Ali ovaj put ću ti dati nešto što nikada nećeš moći ispuniti.
Build an iron pillar before the palace and then go up, and when you are up then you move down, and when you are down you move up, etc.
Stvori željezni stup ispred palače i onda kada popni se na njega, i kada se popneš spusti se, i kada se spustiš ponovno se popni na njega i tako dalje.
This is how this old story ends, and this is the point where my story begins this afternoon.
To je mjesto gdje završava ova priča i to je početak onoga o čemu bih ja ovo poslijepodne želio govoriti.
We all live with this ghost. It's our own mind.
Svi živimo s tim duhom. To je naš vlastiti um.
And this mind creates a restlessness inside our heart.
I on stvara nemir u našem srcu.
A restlessness which many of you, which has brought many of us today here.
Nemir koji je mnogo od nas danas doveo ovdje.
We feel our life is not yet complete.
Osjećamo da naš život još uvijek nije potpun.
We look for a deeper satisfaction which will put our mind at ease or at peace.
Tražimo duplo zadovoljstvo koje će smiriti naš um.
But it is very, very difficult to find this resting place for the mind.
Ali jako je teško naći to mjesto mira za um.
What could be the resting place, Vijayaguranga, where your mind could be fully peaceful and satisfied?
Koje bi moglo biti to mjesto u kojem bi naš um mogao biti potpuno miran i zadovoljan?
Anandini, you are a Brahmani. What could be the resting place for your mind to be fully satisfied and peaceful, that you can say, I do not need anything more?
Anandini, ti si Brahmani. Koje bi to moglo biti mjesto gdje bi tvoj um bio potpuno miran i zadovoljan, gdje bi mogao reći, više mi ništa nije potrebno?
I asked all of you, what is your remedy against this restlessness of the ghost inside of you?
Pitam sve vas, koji je vaš lijek protiv tog nemira, tog duha u vama?
What could be a remedy?
Što bi mogao biti lijek?
How could you live a life where you are satisfied?
Kako biste mogli živjeti život u kojem ste zadovoljni?
How could you live a life without any possibility of experiencing fear?
Kako biste mogli živjeti život bez da uopće doživite strah?
No fear.
Bez straha.
Never.
Nikada.
Because your mind is peaceful.
Jer je vaš um miran.
Is this a good question or is this a very, very uninteresting question?
Je li to dobro pitanje ili je to prilično nezanimljivo pitanje?
Imagine that state of being like an ocean without any possibility to become agitated, like the Adriya, so sometimes when the Buddha comes, very agitated.
Zamislite to stanje da ste kao ocean koji nikada nije uznemiren, recimo u Jadranskom moru, postoji bura i onda se more prilično uznemiriti.
Krishna consciousness is described to be a state of the consciousness where one is no longer moved by the, it's called the modes of material nature. Prabhupada described it as a state called above the clouds.
Svjesnost Krishna je stanje u kojem osoba više nije pod utjecajem, odnosno gune materijalne prirode, više ne pokreću. Prabhupada je to stanje nazvao kao da se nalazimo iznad oblaka.
The Bhagavatam said this state comes when you feel the presence of God within your heart.
Bhagavatam kaže da to stanje dolazi kada osjetimo prisustvo Boga u srcu.
There's a shloka, a verse in Sanskrit, which describes fear or insecurity as being a result of turning away from the Lord and seeing the material world which is constantly in change and therefore constantly creates movements which create restlessness in our minds.
Postoji šloka, odnosno strofa na sanskritu koja kaže da je stanje bez straha ono gdje um više nije uznemiren stalnim promjenama koje se događaju u životu.
Fear or insecurity or restlessness comes when we turn away from the Lord.
Strah, nesigurnost, odnosno nemir, nastaje kada okrenemo leđa od Gospodina.
And to overcome this, you have to just, not theoretically with your mind, but with your heart, turn towards God and prepare a seat for Him in your heart, so that you can always feel His presence.
A da bismo to nadišli, trebamo se ponovno okrenuti Gospodinu i napraviti sjedište za njega u srcu kako bismo uvijek osjetili njegovo prisustvo.
As I was looking for a proper illustration for this point, I read this interesting book. It's called Greetings from Vrindavan. It's a diary by His Holiness Dhanodhar Swami about his Vrindavan experiences.
I dok sam tražio nešto kako bih ilustrirao ovo što želim reći, pročitao sam ovaj zanimljiv dnevnik koji se zove Pozdravi sa Vrindavana od Dhanadhara Svamija. To je neka vrsta njegovog dnevnika u kojem on opisuje svoje iskustva.
He reflects that he was present when the Twin Towers in New York were bombed by either the terrorists or by the American government. That's not so clear.
I on opisuje da je bio prisutan kada su bliznici u New Yorku bili srušeni, dakle oni neboderi, i srušili su ih ili teroristi ili američka vlada, to još nije sigurno.
New York was in a state of utter fear.
New York je bio u stanju potpunog straha.
The New York Post wrote, get all the terrorists and hang them.
New York Post je napisao, uhvatite sve teroriste i objesite ih.
When will the next thing come? The Americans thought that the next thing would be many bombs on all of America. There was a hysteria.
Bila je histerija u zraku, jer su oni smatrali da će sljedeća stvar biti bombardiranje Amerike.
So much insecurity.
Bila je tolika nesigurnost.
So much fear.
Toliko straha.
So Dhanadhara Swami had left America and come to Vrindavan, and he describes now what he saw in Vrindavan.
Dhanadhara Swami je otišao iz Amerike i došao u Vrindavan i opisao što je vidio u Vrindavanu.
I will read it to you in English and Irena will give a summary. This is today her English test. As I strolled along the path above the intricately carved red sandstone ghat, looking for a suitable place to enter this holiest of rivers, I spotted a large black snake at the bottom of the steps leading into the Jamuna.
Dok sam hodao pod crvenom kamenu i tražeći najbolje mjesto gdje bih mogao ući u Jamunu, vidio sam crnu zmiju koja je ulazila u nju.
I was 20 feet away from the snake and looked carefully to see if it was just a piece of tire or a rope. But as I looked, I saw it was moving.
Nalazio sam se nedaleko zmije, razmišljajući je li to samo možda neka guma ili komad užeta, ali kad sam pobliže pogledao, vidio sam da se kreće.
It was a dangerous black snake.
Bila je to opasna crna zmija.
I personally lost 5 good friends from these black snakes. They bite you and in the next 4 minutes you either have a new body or you are in the spiritual world.
Osobno sam doživio da mi je 5 prijatelja ugrizla ta zmija, i ako me se ona ugrizne, onda za 4 minute ste ili u novom tijelu ili u duhovnom svijetu.
Yes. So he described how he quickly, you know, he wanted to take his bath, but there was a snake just at the bath bathing ghat. So he quickly entered into the Jamuna, just as far away as the snake was, and then he jumped out of the Jamuna to avoid the snake.
Opisuje kako je želio ući u Jamunu, i tamo je blizu bila zmija, i on je brzo ušao i isto tako brzo izašao kako bi izbjegao bilo kakav susret s njom.
Then he describes how he goes carefully around the snake and watches it.
I onda opisuje kako je pažljivo obišao oko zmije i promatrao je.
He was still moving, but why was it in the same exact place?
I dalje se kretala, ali zašto se nalazila na istom mjestu?
I focused.
Promatrao sam je
bolje. Oh no, it was only a piece of black bicycle tire.
On ne, pa težio samo komad neke gume od bicikla.
Before bathing, I took off my glasses and any reasonable distant object naturally appeared out of focus, blurry and slightly vibrating.
Prije kupanja skinuo sam naočale i prirodno je svaki objekt u daljini bio zamagljen i izgledao kao da titra, kao da blago titra.
The cause of my fear was not real, but it was in my mind.
Uzrok mog straha nije bio stvaren, bio je u mom umu.
My dear devotees, this is what material life means. To live in a world with created illusions which are created by the mind.
Dragi moji bhakti, to znači živjeti u materijalnom svijetu. Mi živimo u svijetu stvorenih iluzija čiji je kreator um.
A world of self-centered fears.
To je svijet strahova koji su usredotočeni na nas.
Which come because we have taken our glasses off.
Koje dolazi zato što smo skinuli naočale.
We don't look any longer with spiritual glasses and see the spiritual reality.
Više ne gledamo duhovnim naočalama i ne vidimo duhovnu realnost.
We look without spiritual vision and we see the world vibrating with birth and death.
Gledamo bez duhovne vizije i stoga vidimo svijet koji vibrira od rođenja i smrti.
We are misidentified with the body.
Pogrešno se poistovjećujemo s tijelom.
In Vrindavan I have seen many tigers.
U Vrindavanu sam vidio mnogo tigrova.
Lions.
Lavova.
Hitler. The Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
All created by my mind.
Koje je sve stvorio moj um.
In the West I have seen many difficult situations.
Na zapadu sam vidio mnoge teške situacije.
Many enemies.
Mnogo neprijatelja.
Many unpleasant situations.
Mnogo neprijatnih situacija.
All created by my mind in a similar way.
Koje sve na sličan način stvorio moj um.
If we can control the mind and bring the mind into the present where it recognizes our eternal spiritual life in connection with God, there is no fear any longer.
Ako možemo obuzeti um i dovesti ga u sadašnjost gdje prepoznaje svoju vječnu povezanost s Bogom, tada više nema straha.
To bring the mind away from this illusory platform of insecurity and restlessness, the Bhagavatam describes to us a process called the Shrutekshita path.
Da bismo odveli um od te razine nesigurnosti i nemira, Bhagavatam opisuje proces koji se zove put
Shrutekshita path.
Shrutekshita put.
Elena, this is very important for everyone, including the translator. What happened? I have this sometimes disturbing personal nature in me. See, to bring the mind to the spiritual level, you need to know the path of absorption.
Da bismo um doveli na duhovnu razinu, trebamo znati put apsorpcije.
I feel too many of the devotees of Krishna are hovering on an external platform, not deeply anchored in spiritual realization.
Osjećam da previše Krišnih bhakta puta negdje na površini i da nisu dovoljno usmjereni na duhovne razine.
How can we come to this deep level where we meet God in our heart?
Kako možemo doći na tu duboku razinu gdje možemo susresti Boga u srcu?
My spiritual master once wrote, the minimum requirement for every spiritualist is that he can find God in his heart. That's the minimum. That's the first stage of spiritual life.
Moj duhovni učitelj jednom napisao da je onaj minimum koji bi duhovna osoba trebala imati da uopće krene na duhovni put i da osjeća prisustvo Boga u srcu.
As I said, when you have done so, you feel tranquil.
I kao što sam rekao, kada to učinite, osjećate se mirnima.
The Shrutekshita path helps us to go there, to go to this deep place.
Put Shrutekshita pomaže nam da dođemo na to mjesto, na to duboko mjesto.
Some of us are insecure and afraid to go so deep.
Neki od nas su nesigurni i boje se ući tako duboko.
Some of us are afraid that maybe there's nothing there when I go deep.
Neki se boje da možda kad odemo duboko tamo u stvari nema ničega.
But don't worry. The Lord is within everyone's heart. Why? Because Without him you couldn't live. The fact that you live means God is there in your heart.
Ne, nemojte brinuti, Gospodin je u vašem srcu. Bez njega ne biste mogli živjeti. Samim time što živite znači da je on prisutan u vašem srcu.
The Shrutekshita path means you start to hear in your consciousness about Krishna.
Put Shrutekshita znači da u svjesnosti počnete slušati o Krišni.
First through sacred scriptures and then through the sacred mantra which embodies which is the form of the Lord in sound.
Prvo putem svetih spisa, onda putem mantre, svete mantre koja je oblik Gospodina u zvuku.
Then you, the next step is after hearing, you have to bring your mind to it and your consciousness and let the spiritual sound vibration saturate. That's a difficult word. Saturate your mind.
Zatim trebate u to dovesti svoj um i svjesnost dok on ne bude dovoljno zasićen.
Two days ago I prepared for this lecture and made an experiment on myself.
Prije dva dana sam se pripremao za ovo predavanje i napravio sam mali eksperiment na sebi.
I got up late.
Kasno sam ustao.
And I didn't take a shower.
I nisam se otuširao.
But I just sat in my bed.
Samo sam sjedio u krevetu.
And waited what would happen. Normally I immediately sing.
I čekao da vidim što će se dogoditi. Obično najprije pjevam.
I start my day also by offering my obeisances to my spiritual master and ask for guidance.
Isto tako započinjem dan odavanjem poštovanja svom duhovnom učitelju i traženjem vodstva.
And švup, I'm under the shower.
I odmah odlazim pod tuš.
Because then I know I awake really.
Jer onda se uistinu probudim.
I have a very intensive dream life and if I don't do this I might still live in the wrong movie in the dream.
Imam intenzivne snove i ako to ne učinim mogao bih i dalje živjeti u nekom krivom filmu.
But this day I just didn't do it. I wanted to make an experiment.
Ali taj dan to baš nisam učinio želeći napraviti eksperiment.
I just sat there.
Sjedio sam.
And mislite.
I mislio.
And I noted. The next thing I said, let's go to bed.
I primijetio sam da mi je prva misao bila vrati se u krevet.
And I wanted to experiment this and I went to bed until 9 o'clock.
I želio sam to provjeriti i stvarno sam otišao u krevet.
What did I experience?
I što sam doživio?
I experienced the strong tamagun, which is very strong in Zagreb also.
Iskusio sam tu jaku tamagunu koja je jaka i u Zagrebu.
The vibrations of ignorance.
Vibracije neznanja.
Not spiritual knowledge.
Ne duhovnog znanja.
The next morning I did it differently.
I sljedeće jutro napravio sam drugačije.
When the ring came from the alarm clock.
Kada je alarm zazvonio.
I happily paid my obeisances.
Sretno sam odao poštovanje.
And I chanted the mantra.
I izgovarao mantre.
Went under the shower.
Otišao pod tuš.
And could see how I didn't have any need to sleep any longer.
I vidio sam da više nisam osjećao potrebu za spavanje.
The vibrations of this tamagun which had pulled me down the day before were not active because I had put different vibrations in my mind.
Vibracije tamagune koje su bile toliko aktivne prošli dan više nisu bile toliko dominantne.
So the Shrutekshita path means to put spiritual vibrations in your mind.
Put Shrutekshita znači staviti duhovne vibracije u.
You hear?
Čujete?
Actually, scriptures, do you know, scriptures usually in olden times were read and listened to.
Znate li da su se od vremena spisi slušali, čitali i zatim slušali?
The idea was to put these vibrations in your mind.
Zamisla je bila da se u um stavite vibracije.
I also sometimes do this, I read loud or I read the Sanskrit at least loud.
Ja isto to ponekad činim, čitam na glas ili čitam na sanskrit, isto tako glasno.
And then comes reflecting about it.
I zatim dolazi razmišljanje o tome.
And then I meditate.
a zatim meditiram.
This is how to go deep.
To je način na koji se može duboko ući.
Hearing and getting a different type of vibrations in your mind.
Slušanje i stjecanje drugačijih vibracija u umu.
Reflecting and going deeper.
Razmišljanje i ulaženje u dublje.
And then meditating, and then you meet God in your heart.
I zatim je meditiranje i zatim možete susresti Gospodina u srcu.
Once someone said something which I found very useful for my life. It is reading and spiritual scriptures at the beginning to control your mind.
A jednom sam čuo nešto što mi je bilo korisno u mom duhovnom životu, a to je da je čitanje na u početku duhovnog života.
And he compared reading to bringing food towards the mouth.
Usporedio u stvari čitanje sa dovođenjem hrane do usta.
When you bring a morsel of food to the mouth, you will be attentive.
Kada ustima prinosite komad hrane, onda ćete biti pažljivi.
Especially if it's a good sweet.
Posebno ako je nešto dobro slatko.
You can make the experiment when you serve the Sunday feast. You will be very attentive, most of you, to it. And you will protest when it's no longer there. You feel a sincere desire to make known your rights for personal freedom.
Možete napraviti mali eksperiment prilikom serviranja presadama kasnije i bit ćete sigurno jako pažljivi. Ako ga ne bude, onda ćete protestirati za svojih prava za osobnom slobodom.
But if you only have a sacred text before you and you just be attentive to the text, this is like having food before you but not chewing it.
Ako imate ispred sebe neki sveti tekst i samo ste pažljivi, ali to je kao da imate ispred sebe komadić hrane, ali ga ne žvačete.
You need to reflect about the text, which is like chewing.
Trebate razmišljati o tome, to je poput žvakanja.
At that time you interpret the text, you analyze what you have heard, and you allow yourself to become affected by the information.
Tumačite to što ste pročitali, analizirate i dopuštite da ta informacija utječe na vas.
You begin to ask questions. What does the text really say?
Počnete postavljati pitanja. Što u stvari ovaj tekst govori?
What's the meaning here? What's the new truth?
Koje je značenje ovdje? Koja je to nova istina?
And you become an archaeologist of spiritual knowledge. You go deeper and you uncover the deep truth in it.
Postajete arheolog duhovnog znanja, ulazite dublje i otkrivate dublje istine.
But we want to go still deeper.
Ali želimo ući još dublje.
We really wish that the new information becomes part of our lives.
Uistinu želimo da nova informacija postane dio našeg života.
We want to enjoy the sweetness of spiritual life.
Želimo uživati slatkoću duhovnog života.
We want to experience Krishna's nearness and feel the satisfaction of his of being related with him.
Želimo osjetiti Krišninu blizinu i isto tako osjetiti zadovoljstvo što smo povezani s njime.
And this means we need to contemplate about the text.
To znači da trebamo kontemplirati o tekstu, razmišljati o njemu.
If you want to go even further, you will start praying.
Ako želite ići još i dalje, onda ćete početi moliti.
Praying is like having a food and then swallowing it.
Molitva je nešto kao kad uzimate hranu i zatim je gutate.
Praying means to go from the text to the speaker of the text.
Molitva znači da od samog teksta dolazite do onoga koji je taj tekst izgovorio.
Praying means I pour out my heart like a beggar who's asking for life-giving water.
Molitva znači da dajemo svoje srce poput prosjeka koji traži vodu koja znači sam život.
Praying also means to respond to God.
Molitva isto tako znači odgovoriti Bogu.
The essence of what I have introduced you with is to listen.
Suština onoga što sam sada govorio je to da slušate.
To become affected by spiritual sound vibration.
Da duhovna zvučna vibracija utječe na vas.
And to respond.
I da zatim na to odgovorite, reagirate.
You can respond in different ways. Praying is one, you can also sing.
Možete to učiniti na različite načine. Molitva je jedna od njih, jedan od njih, ili
and
možete pjevati.
Why are we doing this?
I zašto to činimo?
Because we want to change the platform. We want to we want to get out of illusion.
Želimo promijeniti razinu, odnosno želimo izaći iz iluzije.
I personally believe that everyone of us is like a candle.
Ja osobno vjerujem da je svatko od nas poput svijeće.
A candle has a is a very interesting thing.
Svijeća je jako zanimljiva stvarčica.
It has the potentiality of burning.
Ona u sebi ima tu mogućnost da gori.
Do you know that this candle is so powerful it could burn the whole of Zagreb to ashes?
Znate li da je ova svijeća toliko moćna da može čitav Zagreb spaliti do pepela?
If the fire is not stopped,
ako se vatra ne zaustavi, samo će pojaviti.
All of us have a similar potentiality in us.
Svi mi imamo sličan potencijal u sebi.
We can arise from that illusion of material existence and come to the spiritual platform where we meet God. How?
Možemo se uzići iz razine materijalne iluzije i dostići razinu na koje, duhovnu razinu na kojoj susrećemo Boga.
But why are so few people doing this?
Ali zašto toliko malo ljudi to čini?
Because they don't know where to light, where to, how to bring out this potential.
Zato što ne znaju kako probuditi taj potencijal.
It's just like me, if I want to burn the candle by just burning it here, I can wait for a long time.
Kao na primjer, kad bih želio zapaliti ovu svijeću negdje sa strane, onda bi to trebalo jako dugo vremena.
I have to know where the wick is. This is the wick, you know.
Trebam znati gdje je fitilj.
And when I know this, čup, I make like this, then I wait a little, and then, čup, it's here.
I onda, kad znam gdje je, napravim ovo i malo pričekam i plam, evo plamena.
So I really feel the Shutekshita path is like that.
Uistinu osjećam da je priča Šekšita takav.
It gives us a knowledge how to light our spiritual fire.
Daje nam znanje kako da upalimo svoju duhovnu vatru.
Yes. Gives us a possibility to awaken our spiritual power.
Daje nam mogućnost da probudimo svoju duhovnu moć.
It starts with listening to spiritual sound vibration.
To počinje sa slušanjem duhovne vibracije.
Then bringing your mind there.
Zatim dovođenja uma u to.
Bringing your heart there.
Dovođenja srca.
And creating a new vibration in your life.
I stvaranje nove vibracije u životu.
Actually, a spiritualist cannot afford to be even one minute in negative thoughts.
Duhovna osoba se u stvari ne može priuštiti da bude čak niti minutu zaokupljena negativnim mislima.
There's no need to be even one minute a day in negative thoughts.
Nema potrebe da čak niti minutu u danu provedemo u negativnim mislima.
The moment you come in negative thoughts means fear, attachment. You lose your energy.
Čim se zaokupimo negativnim mislima kao strahom ili vezanošću, gubimo energiju.
You know there are these kinetic tests.
Postoje ti kinetički testovi.
Where you say a person, now think about holidays in the Adriatic Sea.
On kaže to osobi, neka razmišlja o praznicima na Jadranskom moru.
And then you press.
I onda pritisnete ruku.
And usually he's very strong.
I obično je ta osoba prilično jaka.
And then you say, now think about the next investigation by the financial department of the Croatian state.
Aha, da kažete, sada razmišljaju o sljedećem, sljedećoj istrazi koju će napraviti financijski odjel Hrvatske države.
Think about that you get that you have cancer.
Ili da si, da možda imaš rak.
And then you press and you will see it's very easy to press the hand down.
I onda pritisnete i vidite da je u stvari jako lako pritisnuti ruku.
Oh, when we were in the Heidelberg temple, we made many experiments.
Kada smo bili u hramu Heidelbergu, radili smo razne eksperimente.
I remember we put one devotee with his head on one stolica and the foot on another stolica.
Jednog baktu, glavu jednog bakta smo stavili na jednu stolicu, a njegova stopala na drugu stolicu.
And then we asked him to think about beer.
A onda smo mu rekli neka razmišlja o pivu.
And someone sat on his stomach.
A netko je sjeo na njegov hrbuh.
And he went like, pach.
I on je ovako otišao.
Then we are, because we don't like beer.
Jer mi ne volimo pivo.
Then we asked him to think about his favorite preparation.
Onda smo ga zamolili da razmisli o svojoj najdražoj preparaciji.
Pizza with kaperis.
Pizza s kaperima.
Then I remember he had two people who could sit down on his stomach. He didn't go down.
I sjećam se da je čak dvoje ljudi moglo sjesti na njegov trbuh i on, on jednostavno nije se ništa dogodilo.
There are books and books and books about this.
Postoje knjige i knjige i knjige o tome.
Bring your mind to Krishna, my dear devotees.
Dovedite svoj um Krishna, dragi moji.
You will be so strong.
Bićete toliko jaki.
Your heart will be free from this restlessness and dissatisfaction.
Vaše će srce biti oslobođeno tog nemira i nezadovoljstva.
And you will light a different energy in your life.
I zapalit ćete drugačiju energiju u svom životu.
This is what I wanted to express to you today.
To sam, o tome sam vam želio danas pričati.
I hope you will all immediately apply this knowledge.
Nadam se da ćete svi to znanje odmah primijeniti.
I also made another experiment for you.
Napravio sam za vas još jedan eksperiment.
I knew I should chant 32 rounds a day.
Znao sam da bih trebao mantrati 32 kruga.
But I didn't do it.
Ali nisam to učinio.
For many days I didn't do it.
Mnogo dana to nisam učinio.
Then today I decided today I will do it. Let's see if I feel different.
I danas sam odlučio da ću baš danas to učiniti i da vidim hoću li se drugačije osjećati.
And I could immediately feel this effort.
I odmah sam mogao osjetiti taj učinak.
I want to really encourage all of you. Please become sincere practitioners of your spiritual practice.
Uistinu vas sve želim ohrabriti da postanete iskreni praktikanti u svojoj duhovnoj praksi.
I really feel that Krishna consciousness in Croatia is really at an important crossroad.
Uistinu osjećam da je svjesnost Krišna u Hrvatskoj na jednom važnom raskrižju.
Yesterday we had a meeting with the Viva La Jiva team.
Jutros smo imali sastanak s timom Viva La Jiva.
They prepare a wonderful public program in the Vidra Theater on the 12th of October.
Pripremili su divan javni program u kazalištu Vidra 12. listopada.
Yeah. And we were discussing about many, many projects which we want to do.
I raspravili smo o mnogim projektima koje želimo učiniti i pokrenuti.
I feel there are as many possibilities in our lives as we can think them.
Ja mislim da postoji toliko mogućnosti u našem životu koliko ih možemo zamisliti.
Most of us have stopped thinking about all the possibilities and therefore have created limiting fences around their lives.
Većina nas prestala je razmišljati o tim mogućnostima i stoga je oko svog života stvorila ograde koje ograničavaju.
Also I want to invite you all.
Isto vas tako sve želim pozvati.
Tomorrow is on Wednesday is the festival which some of us consider the most important festival of the year.
U srijedu je festival koji neki od nas smatraju najvažnijim festivalom u godini.
And others of us consider it to be the second most important festival.
Neki pak misle da to drugi po važnosti festival.
And still others consider it the third most important festival.
Drugi pak smatraju da je to festival treći po važnosti.
But whatever is your position to this festival, it's the appearance of Srimati Radharani, and please make an endeavor to come and to celebrate it.
Kako god vi doživljavali taj festival, to je dan pojave Srimati Radharani i molim vas dođite da možemo to proslaviti.
Maybe Sundarananda or some other devotee will give us an orientation how we celebrate it, what are the times. You know already?
We will give after.
Good. Dakle, you will hear the details.
Detalje ću ti kasnije.
For now I want to thank you very much.
Želio bih vam sada svima zahvaliti.
I so much hope it was not boring for you.
Nadam se da vam nije bilo dosadno.
And I'm expecting to see miraculous changes in you.
Ja očekujem da ću vama vidjeti čudovite promjene.
Thank you very, very much. And Srila Prabhupada and Srimati Radharani ki.
Yay!
Gol premanandi. Think of my candle, huh? If you forget many things, please remember the potentiality which you have.
Razmislite o mojoj svijeći. Ako zaboravite sve ostalo, razmišljajte, sjetite se svojeg potencijala.
Potencijali. Hare Krishna.
Manam Pujan ki, Swami Sachinanand Maharaj ki.
Yeah.